USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he did not see a better way to get out of Afghanistan. Speaking to ABC News, Biden was asked if the U.S. exit could have been handled better in any way.
No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look.
There are reports and images of the Taliban stopping people from going to the Kabul airport to escape, but Biden insists they're cooperating, letting American citizens get out. The president was then asked about the images that show the chaos at the Kabul airport.
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly. We have to move in a way in which we can take control of that airport. And we did.
The Biden administration is telling nursing homes to vaccinate their staff against COVID-19 or risk losing Medicare and Medicaid funding. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.